Happy Super Bowl Sunday. It is February 12th, and today we reached a high of 49 degrees, and you can expect a low of 38 degrees tonight. North Carolina State University is investigating another apparent suicide on campus on Saturday. University police said a female undergraduate student was found dead in Sullivan Hall. The engineering student's death is the eighth on campus since the start of the school year, happening just days after a grad student was found dead in the ES King Village apartments. In January, first-year student Adam Fawcett was found dead in his Wood Hall dorm. No signs of foul play were found in Fawcett's death, according to investigators. Counseling services will be made available to students on Monday and Tuesday. A child care shortage in North Carolina is making it hard for parents to stay in the workforce. Daycare owners are trying to pay teachers enough to keep them from leaving for other jobs and to hold costs down so parents can afford it. The average pay is $12 an hour. State business leaders have taken notice, though. They're pushing lawmakers to act. Our NC Capitol team went deep on the issue. Find out more on WIL.com. St. Joseph AME Church in Durham continued an annual tradition this morning by hosting HBCU Sunday. The church recognized historically black colleges and universities across the country and gave special recognition to NC Central University. Chancellor Johnson Akile received a check for the NCCU Foundation. The monies came from the church congregation donations. All right, before I let you go, please download the WIL Weather app. It has everything you need to know before you head outside the door. It is absolutely free. You will find it in your app store. I'm telling you, it's a lifesaver. Also, we'll be following the big game and other big events later tonight on our WIL Facebook page, and we'll have that information for you on our page right now. So chime in when you get a chance. All right, I'll see you later. Stay safe out there.